We're doing brachot. We're up to Dafdal Damud Bet. We brought a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yochanan said that by the Ma'ariv, a person should also align the Ma'ariv prayer with Geula, which is really the blessing after Shema. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, no, you have the tefillot be'emtza tiknun. The tefillot, the Shemone Esrei prayers, are sandwiched. You have a Shema in the morning before the morning Shema, before the morning Shachrit, the morning Shemone Esrei, and you have a Shema at night after the last Shemone Esrei. And then we said, what is their argument? We said it could be a Svara, that Rav Yochanan says, being that Geula started at night, even though it wasn't the full-fledged thing, we also put the Geula next to Tefillah at night. And Rav Yochanan Levi said that being that it wasn't till the morning, you don't really do it till the morning. And the Vibayte Makra. Now we're up to, could be that the source of their argument stems from a pasuk. V'shnemika achad darshu, and they both derive it from one pasuk. Dichtiv, the pasuk says, uv'shokcha uv'kumecha. You'll say the Shema when you lie down and when you wake up. So we see that there is some kind of alignment between the Shema of lying down to the Shema of waking up. Rabbi Yochanan says, v'amakish chiva likima. Rabbi Yochanan says, the pasuk told me to equate the lying down with the getting up in the following way. Just like when you get up in the morning, you read Shema and then say the Shemone Esrei, so too when you lie down, read Shema before you say the Shemone Esrei. So that's Rav Yochanan's opinion, that even at the nighttime Shemone Esrei, it is preceded with the Shema. And Rav Yeshua ben Nevisava makish chiva lekima, that you're right. There is a similarity between the lying down and the getting up, but it goes differently. Just like when you get up in the morning, adjacent to having gotten up, you read the Shema. And only afterwards do you do the Shemone Esrei. So too at night, finish up the Shemone Esrei, and the Kriya Shema should be adjacent to going back into bed. And in order to better understand this, we have to have a picture of what their prayer consisted of. Remember that in their time, they might not yet have had Sukkei de Zimha. And they might not yet have had a lot of the things that we say. So prayer was pretty much, you show up to Shul, you say the blessings of Shema, Shemone Esrei. You know, so when they say you get out of bed and you say Shema, it was pretty close to that. They didn't have such a long Sukkei de Zimha like us, probably. And at night, same thing. You know, you say the blessings of Shema and Shemone Esrei, or vice versa, and then you go to bed. This needs work, because the Shemone Esrei isn't biblical, and we're quoting a pasuk that is biblical, so this needs work, this line in the Gemara. What kind of hekesh could you have here? Mm-hmm. So you have to say it's probably a smachta. It's not really derived from this. Okay, Matib Mar Breid Ravina. Mar the son Ravina asked the following question. The Mishnah says that when we read Shema, we have blessings surrounding the Shema. It says like this, Ba'erev, in the nighttime Shema, Mevarech Shtaim Lefanei, you make two blessings before the Shema, V'shtaim Lachen, two blessings after the Shema. V'yamrit Ba'i Lismoch, Haloka Samach Gula Letfila, and if you hold that the recounting of redemption must be adjacent with prayer, well, you're not doing that if you have blessings in between. You have the blessing of Ashkivenu following the blessing of Emet Vemunah. The blessing of Emet Vemunah that follows Shema, that's the Geula. That's where we discuss God's redemption. You took us out of Mitzrayim, etc. But you're still following up with another blessing in between. So that certainly seems like you don't align the Geula with Tefillah in the nighttime Shema in the nighttime Shemoneh Esrei. Amri, so the Bnei Yeshiva answered, Kevan ditken Rabbanan Hashkiveinu, being that the rabbis instituted that we say Hashkiveinu kigula richta damya, then it becomes a part of the format of prayer, and then it's like one long recounting of redemption. It's part of the format that our sages instituted. Deilote mahachi, because if you're not going to go with that, Shachit echim atzisamech, in the morning, everyone agrees you're supposed to align the redemption with Shemona Esrei. How could you do that? Rabbi Yochanan taught us that before you start Shemona Esrei, you begin with the pasuk Hashem Sfatai Tiftach Ufi Agid Tehillatecha. So you have a break in between your Geula and your Tefillah. Must be, you're saying that's really it. That becomes a part of it. So Rav Yochanan taught us in the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, you introduce it with the pasuk Hashem Svatai Tiftach. Ulvatzof Umer, and in the end of Shmoneh Esrei, you conclude with the pasuk Yiyu L'Ratzonim Reifi. May the words of my mouth find favor before you, Hashem. Ela Atam Kevan Detekinu Rabbanan L'Neimar Hashem Svatai Tiftach Ketfilah Arich Tadamia. But what must you say that over there, being that the rabbis instituted to say Hashem Svatai Tiftach, it becomes like an extension of prayer? Hachanami, so then here too, being that the rabbis instituted to say the Ashkiveinu blessing, that becomes like an extended version of the Geula, of the recounting of redemption.